the year 5776. And we want to dedicate this class to soul of the neshama of a very sweet boy who very sadly passed away just a few little while ago, Elimelech ben Malkiel. May this be a big schus for his neshama, and may this pure soul go up to the Kisei HaKavod and already demand that we have an end to all of this insane sadness and suffering. And may we have already the Geula Shalema. There's no more Kalu Kala Kitzin. Already all the Kitzim and all the Ramazim and all the things have already passed. It's already now completely inconceivable why the Geula has not been here yet. So we ask the Eibishter, should already say, die. We want to have his galus of Mashiach Tzidkenu happening tekev umayad mamish now. Okay, we're holding all the way in the end of Parshas Vayera. We spoke about this last week. Last week we spoke about the naming. Avram Avinu named the place of the Akedah. Hashem Yeroeh, the naming of the land that Avram named it, Hashem Yeroeh. Hold on just 1 second. I just want to make sure that it's going to be easier to give the class and not be distracted by anything coming in over here. Just give me 1 second. This is it. Okay. I think this is it. Beseder. Okay. So Avram Avinu makes a tefillah over here after the Akedah. Pasuk Yudalad, Vayikra Avram, Shem HaMakam Ahu. Avram names the place, Hashem Yireh, Hashem Shetzi. Shreyom and Ayoyim Bahar Hashem Yireh. We had a fascinating discussion about this last week, about the naming of the Makam HaMikdash, Hashem Yireh, Hashem Yireh. The Medrash says that Avram called the place Hashem Shetzi. The Medrash also tells us that Shem had called the place Shalem, Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, and the Eibishter said, Hashem said, if I call it by any of these names, there's going to be someone is going to be insulted that I did not accept their naming or their suggestion. So let me make a combination, and let me call it Yerushalayim, a combination of Yireh, Yireh, and Shalem, and that's how we have Yerushalayim. So last week, we had a fascinating discussion about the name Yerushalayim. I just want to complete a few more inyanim over here related to this request of Avram Avinu, what Avram Avinu was davening, and connected to Rosh Hashanah and to Rosh Hashanah davening, because we know that this is the highlight of Rosh Hashanah. The whole Rosh Hashanah is the we take a shofar, and this is all brings back the memory by Hashem of that momentous moment of Akedas Yitzchak, and all that. We ask Hashem that Akedas Yitzchak Lizaroi, that Akedas Yitzchak to his children, Berachmim Tiskar, you should remember with mercy. And that's the effect of the shofar. So let's delve a little bit into that. At Shaychus to the Geula Shleima. Okay. So, going back to the Medrash, that Hashem made a combination of Avram Avinu, of the name of Shem, because Hashem, the son of Noach, called it Shalem, and Avram Avinu called it Hashem Yireh. And Hashem combined the two to make up Yerushalayim. So, to get a better understanding of what the difference, what was Shem's intention in calling it Shalem, and what was Avram Avinu's intention in calling it Yireh. So the idea is as follows: Hashem Yireh, Hashem Shetzi. So the idea, and what's the idea that Hashem combined it both together? So the Nakuda over here is as follows: that Yerushalayim, the Makam HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, represents the ultimate return of all of creation to its pristine state. Yerushalayim is the place of the Isgalus HaShechina, the place when God manifests his kingship over the world, and there's a full and revealed presence of the Eibishter V'hoy Hashem L'melech HaKol HaAretz. So, you know, the Eibishter Hashem in the past tried to place his throne on Yerushalayim Shalmata and Yerushalayim down here in order for God's kingdom to take hold, but there were attempts and attempts and attempts, but it was never lasting. It was never permanent. Hashem put his foot down, managed to raise the flag of God's kingdom in the world, but very quickly it was torn down and it was replaced by other flags. And that's the way it is. Yes and no, yes and no, yes and no. It's a ferocious struggle, being that this is the ultimate purpose and desire of all of creation. And the Eibishter wanted it to be challenging. So this is the most challenging thing in the world, is the establishment of Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael, Seif Kol Seif, the Beis HaMikdash, represents when it will finally be established. It represents the return of all of creation to its source. Everything connects. A world perfectly in harmony with its purpose and with its mission, where every creature and every being in the world, through its center, through its epicenter, which is the Beis HaMikdash, is reflecting and connecting to what it's all about. That's Yerushalayim, that's the Makam HaMikdash. So it represents the return, the tshuva, because again, we've been there, but we've gone away, and we've been there, we've gone away. Now we know, it says that, an interesting idea, that things always make their way back to their source. If something gets taken away from its element, the nature of something is to return back to where it comes from. That's the nature of all phenomenon. Everything goes back to its fire, we know, goes back to its source. Earth, we know, goes back to its source. Everything returns. Everything goes back home. And it's an interesting thing. That is true even when the source is not calling you. It's intrinsic within every creature and every being to, even if it has been kind of ripped away and taken away from its makar and from its source, within itself, it has its own nature, like a salmon, so to speak, that goes back to the place it was born. Things return back. And again, that's even if it's only a one-directional thing, which means that the source is not pulling it, yet it's within the chemistry, within the character of every given being, that it goes, the element returns back to its essential element. With the Jewish people and God, it's much deeper than that. How do we know? We said today, we were learning this in the Chumash yesterday and today. Mainly yesterday's Chumash. And the Rambam says, if Ticha Torah, that the Torah promises that we're going to do tshuva. Ultimately, lo yidach mimenu nidach, not even one soul is going to be left wandering. Every neshama, every soul is going to make its way back to its source, to its core. All nishmas Yisrael, all souls are going to return back to their source. It says yesterday's chumash, v'shav Hashem alekecha shvuscha, the Eibishter is going to bring back your captives. Whereas it says va'ata tashuv, and then today, I think in today's chumash, you will return, and you're going to listen v'sishma, you're going to listen the koyla Hashem alekecha, to the voice of God. What is the guarantee? As the Rambam says, if Ticha Torah, the Torah promises, there's no doubt, there's no question, it's an absolute promise. It is going to be without a suffix or svek svek, it's not going to be even a shadow of a doubt, that ultimately Yidden are going to return and do tshuva. So what is that guarantee? Why? Why is that? So we said, because the nature of something is to go back to its source, but here there's something else added to it. In addition to the nitzutz, the spark, every Jew is a spark of Hashem, craving, yearning to go back to its source, the source also wants its sparks back. It's working in two directions. We want to return to our source, Hashiveinu Hashem Alecha, or I'm sorry, it says in the Pasuk, Shuva Elai, the Eibishter says, return to me, Vashuva Alechem, I will return to you, but you return to me. But we also know that we say to Hashem, Hashiveinu Hashem Alecha, you return us to you. And because the Eibishter, Hashem, has an ishtaikakos, Hashem has a longing for Nishmas Yisrael to return to him. And over here, being that the pull is in two directions, both from Hashem to us and from us to Hashem, so over here we have even a much stronger guarantee that the Jewish people are going to return, are going to come back. Where do we see that the Eibishter has a tshuka to Yidden? It says, and the Gemara says, Bechlal, that more than the calf has a desire to nurse from its mother, the mother has a desire for the calf to nurse. A mother feels uncomfortable if she has too much milk and her child is not nursing from her. The mother needs to give. The Eibishter is our mother, he needs to nurse us. And when we're not being nursed, when the Shechina is not nursing us, she feels very uncomfortable. It's on her end and on our end. This is the meaning, there's a pasuk that says, Nichsefa v'gam kol son nafshi l'chatzreis Hashem. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Nichsefa, I'm longing. V'gam kol son nafshi, my soul is expiring. It's an interesting lashon, nichsefa. The lashon should be, ani kosef, I am yearning, I am longing. Doesn't say that. Nichsefa, whenever you have a word beginning with a, or the word is echsef. Echsef means I am longing. Echsefa, it should say. V'gam kol son nafshi. Nichsefa means meloshin, anything that is being worked upon by something else, you say a nun. When something is influencing it from the outside, that's when it becomes nispoil. The nun has to do with something being nispoil, something being affected and moved by something else. So the lashon nichsefa means I am being worked upon. I am being enlonged. The reason why I am longing, it's not my longing. I am being pulled. I am being enlonged by a power. And then in addition to that, v'gam kol son nafshi, and my soul is also longing l'chatzris Hashem. It's a two-way pull, or the pull of the nitzutz to its source, and the source wants so much the nitzutzes, the sparks, to come back to it. And that's why the pasuk says, also in Devarim, we have many times where it says that Hashem is seeking us. Famous pasuk, Va'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Doiresh Mimcha. What is God seeking? The Eibishter doesn't just sit there. You know what? If you guys want to be my friends, if you want to be connected to me, very nice. You could. Doiresh. The Eibishter is seeking. God is lonely. Or there's another pasuk. Rak ba'avisecha choshak Hashem. The Eibishter is choshek. He longs. So this is what causes the tshuka from both ends. Is what. So now the question is, however, as we know, there's the debate. Who makes the first move? I mean, if there's longing on his end and there's longing on our end, who makes that first move in order to reunify, to bring us together again? So Shem, the son of Noach, was very optimistic. And he wanted that the first move should come in accordance to what God really wanted. God really wants that even though he so desperately wants us, the Eibishter wants to contain that and not show us that, so that our return to him should be because we desire him, not because he opens and he shines his love upon us and that pulls us to him, but he wants us to make that move towards Hashem on our own. And that's the reason why we find that by Shem, what do we find that Shem appreciates very strong, avodas ha'adam, the avod of the human being on his own. It says when Shem met Avram Avinu, he said, he said something that later costed him his kahuna. But he said he benched Avram before he benched Hashem. We learned about it a couple of months ago. Baruch Hashem, it says, Baruch Avram, l'keil elyon. Avram is benched, Baruch keil elyon. Which means Shem appreciates very much when the avodah comes from the human being first. And that's why Shem called the place, Yerushalayim, which represents that union and that return and that ultimate tshuva, he called it Shalem. Shalem means Melashon Shlemus. So what he did was, he wanted that it should be a Shlemus first coming from man. Man should perfect himself to the utmost that they can perfect. And then God is going to do whatever God is going to do, then the Eibishter is going to do whatever Hashem does. But first there needs to be a work of a Shlemus, of a perfection coming from the human being from below. And that's why the Eibishter, that's why Shem called it Shalem. Avram Avinu, however, was a father of the Jewish people. And he saw how difficult that would be. And he saw that there would be generations that just don't have the koyach and don't have the ability to be able to pick themselves up on their own. So therefore, Avram Avinu, when he came to this makam, to this holy place, he changed the tables. Vayikra Avram Shema Makam, that Avram Avinu called the place Hashem Yireh, that Hashem Yireh, that Hashem should look, Hashem should see. What does it mean, Hashem should see? We know that when you're looking at someone, that itself is awakens love. When you look at someone, especially when you look at someone deeply, that itself calls for the love. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it says in Shir HaShirim, "Heisebi einayich minegdi." Stop looking at me, the Ebishter says. "Heisebi einayich." Turn your eyes away from me. "Shehem hirivuni," because they, when you look at me and you gaze at me, you're going to cause me to uncontrollably be able to kind of, whatever that means, regards to God, to be able to turn to you. Whatever, for whatever reason, over there it's, Hashem is saying, don't do this to me. Which means that the eyes are very powerful. So gazing at someone, you know, you look at someone, sometimes you, if you stare at someone, you'll see they'll turn around and they'll look back at you because eyes have the ability. Today we learned that in the Tanya a little while ago, we learned how the eyes of God. The eyes are very powerful. So when you say, well, Avraham Avinu is davening, and it says, Hashem Yira'eh, so Hashem Yira'eh, Hashem should see, meaning that Avraham Avinu was davening that the Eibishter should look at the Jewish people. And when the Eibishter looks at the Jewish people, that is going to stimulate, stir, and awaken their neshamas to return to God, to return to Hashem. And that's why, so what does the Eibishter do? What does Hashem do? Hashem called it Yireh Shalem. Hashem said, he accepted what Avraham Avinu said. But Hashem didn't want it should only be coming from him. Is after, at least so much, after the Eibishter looks at us and sends us, and with his love, warms our souls with his love, at least afterwards, we should perfect ourselves. There should be a response. It doesn't want that chas v'shalom. It should always remain only coming from him. That's not in a relationship. That's really, really, really unpleasant. Where you're the one who has to always drive or pull your spouse, your other. You want there should be a reciprocation. You should want the other should invest in the relationship as well. And that's the meaning that the Eibishter called it. He agreed to Avraham Avinu. He didn't want to call it just Shalem, like Shem said, let it be only Shalem. He said it should be Yireh Shalem, that after there should be a Riyah from above, Yerushalayim should be a Shlemus from above. So this is what we'll also understand. The Medrash continues. I forgot to mention. I mentioned this last week. The Medrash says, however, Hashem said, until it's going to be Shalem, until it's going to be complete, let me make a sukkah. That's what the Eibishter says. Until Yerushalayim is going to be built, I'm going to live there on a sukkah. Which is the general idea that even the time of Golos, God says, I'm living in a sukkah. It says in the Pasuk, I mentioned the Pasuk last week. It says, hold on. Avayhi b'shalem sukkah. That Hashem is in Shalem, in the city of Shalem, there is a sukkah. And the Medrash says, Achi Shalem, until there will be peace, let me at least make a sukkah over there. Until it will be completed, let me have a sukkah. But based on what we just said, what Shalem means? Shalem means the perfection from below, our avodah, the work of this. So we understand why the Eibishter says, let me do that, let me make a sukkah. Because the Gemara says, in HaMasechtas Avodah Zarah, that when Mashiach will come, Hashem will take a Sefer Torah, and Hashem is going to put the Sefer Torah in his lap. And Hashem is going to say, you know, whoever kept this Torah should be rewarded. The nations of the world are going to come. And the nations are going to complain. They're going to say, well, had we known, it was never offered to us. We never really this, had we known. You give it only to them. You never gave us a chance. So the Eibishter says, okay, I'm going to give you a chance. And Hashem is going to offer the nations of the world to make a sukkah. They're going to make a sukkah. And then Hashem is going to take the sun out of its sheath. And it's going to become a very, very, very scorching hot day. And the Gentiles are going to not going to be able to stand it. And they're going to walk out of the sukkah, slam the door, kick the sukkah. And Yidden are also not going to be able to be in the sukkah. They're also going to leave. But Jews are going to leave with a broken heart. So you see from here, he says, that from the mitzvah of sukkah, it's going to be displayed that Yidden be'etzem are connected to the Eibishter, that our shoresh and our root is godly. In other words, the reason why the nations slam the sukkah is because their connection to the sukkah and to the Eibishter's mitzvahs is all external. It's all with ulterior motive. It's not pure. It's not because they want a connection to Hashem. It's because they want the reward. But Yidden, when you can't do a mitzvah, and you're broken about it, what does that mean? I'm not obligated. So finished. There's no. But still, it hurts me because I want to be connected. I want to sit in God's in Tzila de Meminus. I want to sit in the Eibishter's shadow, in the Eibishter's shade. So this sukkah is going to reveal how Yidden are Shalem. So that's what it means. Once it discusses the debate between Avram Avinu and Shem, who should make the first move? And the Eibishter says, you know what? I'm consenting to Avram Avinu. I am willing to look at you first to warm your souls. Hashem Yira, I'm willing to look at Knesset Yisrael that I should evoke their love to me by me looking at them. But I'm hoping that Shalem, that you will pick up the tab. Once I've done what I have done, you will do your work and you'll be Shalem. The Eibishter says, Achi Shalem, let me make a sukkah. Which is this I'll be drush, of course. But this is the idea that the Shalem in the end is going to be revealed as a result of the sukkah. And that's the primis, the ginyan of the Medrash. Now going back to the Pasuk, it says again, in the Pasuk, I mentioned earlier, Avram Avinu calls the name Hashem Yireh, Hashem should see. Then it says, Asher Yomer Ayoyim, it will be said today, Bahar Hashem Yireh. So last week I quoted another interesting medrash that this is referring to the three periods of time in regards to that place. Hashem Yireh is referring to the time when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, Hashem Yireh, Hashem is seen on the mountain. Then Hashem showed Avram Avinu the vision, Asher Yomer Ayoyim Bahar Hashem. It's called the mountain, which is referring during the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the present day state, when all it is a temple mount. It's a mountain, but there is no temple on it. Referring to what it says in Echob, it says, Al Har Tzion, on the mountain of Zion, Shashamim, that is destroyed. But then Yerah is referring to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which is going to be in the third Beis HaMikdash. So again, there's going to be Yera'e Kol Zechurcha, the time when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, we see God, God sees us. Okay, three stages. That's what it says in Medrash. So the Yismach Moshe says something very, very special. And this is very meaningful for us, for Rosh Hashanah, for our davening. During Rosh Hashanah davening, we mentioned earlier, the Akedas Yitzchak plays a pivotal role. And the Eibishter, when we blow the shofar, remembers the Keren Shel Ayil, the ram of Akedas Yitzchak. And we say that Hashem should see, V'sera lefanecha Akeda, you should see the Akeda. So in that tefillah that we say on Rosh Hashanah, we find that it mentions two things, how Hashem relates to the Akeda. We begin with Zochreinu, right in the end of Zochreinus, in the end of the middle part of Zochreinus, of memory, we say Zachreinu b'zikara, in alakeinu v'lakeinu, Zachreinu b'zikara, in toiv lefanecha. Remember us with a good memory. Have a good memory of us. Ufakteinu b'fkudas Yeshua. And also have a pekidam, he's also a remembrance, of a remembrance of salvation. V'rachamim, and of compassion. I'm quoting from the nusach, from the nusach, from the davening of Rosh Hashanah. And then we say, v'saroel lefanecha akeda. And let it be seen before you the Akedah. Sha'akad Avram Avinu as Yitzchak Benoi. That Avram Avinu was Oikei, that Avram bound Yitzchak his son. And then it says, V'akedas Yitzchak, and the Akedas Yitzchak, Lizaroi, to his children, Hayoim today, Barachmim Tiskar. With mercy you should remember it. So the Yismach Moshe asks a little bit of a question. What doesn't make any sense is, he begins with Zochreinu B'Zikar. Remember me, remember us, memory. Then he switches to not memory, but something that God should see. It says, V'seira lefanecha akeda. Let it be seen before you, the akeda. When you're seeing something, you don't have to remember it. When do you remember something? A memory is when you have to remember, recall something that is not, you're not seeing yet. If it's seeing, then it's current. A memory is an old thing that you're bringing, you're bringing it back into your mind, right? But seeing means you're seeing it now. And then we conclude, so in the beginning, we begin with zikar, right? Then we say, V'seira lefanecha, let it be seen. And then we conclude again, V'akedas Yitzchak Lazaroi Hayoim Berachmim Tiskar. Today, let it be remembered. So are we back to memory? Which one is it? Another question he asks, in Parshas Bukhu Koisai, there mentions a pasuk, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. I will remember my covenant, Yaakov, v'afes brisi Yitzchak, v'afes brisi Avram ezkor. So it mentions Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the covenant that he made with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But by Avram it says V'zacharti. V'zacharti is brisi Avram. I'm sorry, Yaakov. By Avram it says V'afes brisi Avram ezkor, I will remember. By Yitzchak it doesn't say ezkor. So Rashi takes note of how come it doesn't say Zechira by Yitzchak. So Rashi says, by Yitzchak it doesn't say Zechira, because by Yitzchak God doesn't have to remember it because he sees him. Because the Afroi Shal Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak, Tzavar Agabei HaMizbeach, is piled up on the Mizbeach in front of God all the time. So the Eibishter sees it all the time, so he doesn't have to remember it. So if we're saying that Yitzchak, there's no memory in regards to Yitzchak, because Yitzchak is vividly in front of Hashem, it's Bebchinas Ria, Hashem sees it. So if that's the case, how come during the Rosh Hashanah davening, we take say, V'seira lefanecha akeda, let it be seen in front of you, the akeda, but then we switch, and we say, Berachamim tizkor, v'akedas Yitzchak, Berachamim tizkor. So the Yismach Moshe brings from what it says in Sefer Anshei Binyamin. I have no idea who that is, Anshei Binyamin. Maybe we can look it up later. But something really, really very, very, very special. It says in Masechtas Tainus, the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainus, that the Eibishter took an oath, Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter made an oath that he's not going to enter into the Beis HaMikdash Shel Maila until he's not going to enter into the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata. We knew that there's two Beis HaMikdashes. There's the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata, that's the Beis HaMikdash that's built, the temple that's built on in Yerushalayim. And then there is a Beis HaMikdash Shel Maila, there's a Beis HaMikdash of above. Yerushalayim Shel Maila. And it says that Hashem is not going to enter into Yerushalayim Shel Maila until the Yerushalayim Shel Mata is going to be built. Comes out that during the entire time of Golas, Hashem cannot enter, doesn't enter Yerushalayim. So he's outside. Where is Yitzchak's offer? Where did the Akedah take place? Yitzchak, or the aisle that came instead of Yitzchak, happened in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach, which was in the place of the Beis HaMikdash. And as it took place down here, it took place up there also. But whatever it is, you need to enter the Makam HaMikdash. Since during the time of Golos, since Hashem doesn't enter Yerushalayim Shalmata, he's not here present in Yerushalayim Shalmata, at least not in a permanent way, so he's not entering Yerushalayim Shalmaila either. Therefore, during the time of Golos, the Eibishter cannot see the ashes of Yitzchak, the ashes of the Akedah. All the Eibishter can have is a memory, because he can't see it. And that's the meaning of, and that's why, you wonder why, the Torah says on Rosh Hashanah, when the Eibishter tells us to blow, it says it should be Yoim Zichroin Teruah, a memory of blowing. Okay? In one pasuk it says Yoim Teruah, a day of blowing, but in another place it says it should be a Zichroin Teruah, a memory of blowing. What's the difference if it's Teruah or a memory of blowing? Teruah means, again, the main inyan of the blowing of the shofar is the Akedas Yitzchak. So when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, then you have the Teruah itself, you have the Akedas Yitzchak, because God sees it. But during the time of Golos, you have the Eibishter evokes a memory, because he can't, so to speak, he can't see it, because he's not there. So therefore, it's only a memory, it's a Zichroin Teruah. Now we'll understand the tefillah that we say on Rosh Hashanah. We say to the Eibishter, we're asking, we're saying to Hashem, Zochreinu b'zikaron toiv lefanecha. Now it's a time of Golos. So we're asking Hashem, remember us with a good memory. But then we're saying, Ufakdeinu b'fkidas Yeshua v'rachmim, bring us the geula, fakdeinu z'molashem pakait pakadati, give us a pekuda of Yeshua, of salvation and mercy and mercy. And as a result of that, v'seira, if you're going to do it, bring us a pekida, which means you're going to take us back to the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to bring it. Then, if you're going to give us the pekudas Yeshua v'rachmim, what's going to happen? So then you're going to be able to see the Akedah. It's not going to be that you're going to have a vision, a memory in your mind of the Akedah. You'll be able to see the Akedah with your eyes because you're going to walk into the Beis HaMikdash Shel Maila and via that in the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata, and you're going to see B'chush Mamish Akedah Yitzchak happen. But then we say, But soif kol soif, until that happens, va'akeidas Yitzchak hayoim, today, as long as that doesn't happen, berachmim tiskoy, remember it, because now you're not seeing it, but at least akeidas Yitzchak, remember today. Now we'll understand what Avram Avinu was also saying to Hashem. Avram Avinu was mentioning, was talking about his akeidah. Vayikra Avram Hashem Amokim Ahu. Avram Avinu called the name of the place Hashem Yireh. Hashem should see. Because every Yireh Shoshana, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, so there Hashem Mamish sees the Akedas Yitzchak. But the problem is that by the Akedas Yitzchak, Hashem told Avram Avinu, Ato Yodaiti, now I know. Ato Yodaiti, now I know. L'chayra, what does the Abish to say, Ato Yodaiti, now I know? He should have said, Ato Ra'isi, now I see. He said, Ato Yodaiti, now I know. Yediya means you're not seeing it, I just know. Now, since Hashem mentioned, when Hashem mentioned something, every nevuah, every prophecy, every word that comes out of God's mouth has to be fulfilled. The fact that Hashem said, Ato Yodaiti, I know, not Ato Ra'isi, now I see, was L'chayra implying that what? That there won't be Ra'iyah. Hashem says, I have it in my mind, like memory, same idea like memory. I know. I don't see, but I know. So that has to have chas v'shalom, it has to be fulfilled. That will be, and which seems to be saying that I can't see this anymore. So that's why Avram Avinu is continuing. I asher ya'omer ayoyim, this that you said today, this that you said today, ato yodaiti, that I know and I don't see. So that should be fulfilled Bahar Hashem, during the time of Golos, when it's Bahar Hashem, when the Beis HaMikdash is only called the mountain of God. There's a bare mountain, there isn't a Beis HaMikdash. So all that there is Bahar Hashem, there's only a mountain, it's time of Golos. Let the Asher Omer Hayoyim be fulfilled temporarily during the time Bahar Hashem. That's when it's not going to be Re'iyah, that's when it's going to be Zochreinu B'Zikaron, let it be a memory. But Avram Avinu was saying, I hope and I wish and I am pleading with you that that should only be temporarily, and eventually, Yeh, let it be seen again. Because when the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, there's going to be Re'iyah over again. So we have the three periods. Initially, it's Hashem Yireh, the Abish decease. Then there is a memory that takes place during the time of Golos. That's what Avram Avinu says. Asher Ya'omer Ayoyim, this that you said today, Ato Yodaiti, you know and you don't see. So that is Bahar Hashem. Let that be fulfilled during the time when Har Tzion Shashomeim, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. But I am pleading and I am hoping and I know for certain that that's only going to be a temporary state. Eventually, every Rosh Hashanah and every Yom Kippur, the Eibishter is going to see again Akedas Yitzchak, because we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash and Hashem is going to be present over there where the Akedas Yitzchak is bepoyel mamish, in the literal sense, taking place. And that was the tefillah of Avram Avinu. So that is another interesting idea, right? And the Yismach Moshe, the man who craved the Geula with all his heart and all of his soul. One more last insight into Rosh Hashanah davening and related to this pasuk, which again, I'm dwelling on it because it's Rosh Hashanah, and this is so essential. Another pirush of Avram Avinu's tefillah, this is very special. Vayikra Avram Shema Mokem Ahu, that Avram Avinu called Hashem Yireh Asher Ya'omer Hayoyim Bahar Hashem Yireh. So here it says, it's from a Sefer Nefesh Yoinason, which he brings was a Rav in the city of Salish. Salish is actually my wife's great-grandmother comes from Salish. It's a city in Hungary. But it's interesting, the Alter Rebbe's father, Reb Baruch, we know, left Lyazhna, and because he felt very uncomfortable that the Alter Rebbe gave him covet. Whenever the Reb Baruch walked in, the Alter Rebbe would stand up, it's his father. Reb Baruch lo ever knew who his son is, and the greatness of the Alter Rebbe, so he was uncomfortable with the Alter Rebbe standing up for him. So what he did was, he decided to leave, and he left, and he traveled and wandered and wandered. He came to the city of Salish, and over there, they somehow recognized that this is not an ish pashat, this is not a simple person. And they had tremendous respect for him, and I think they supported him. It's a whole story. When it came time for him to pass away, the Chevra Kadisha came, and the Chevra Kadisha asked him about if they should notify, if he has any children, he has any family. So they asked him if they should notify who his children are, they should notify them. So the Rav Baruch Hu said, I have 3 children. And he went and he said something about all of them. I don't remember what he said, but he said, the one of them, you don't have to notify anything. He knows without any notification. In any case, so he was buried in the city of Salish, Rav Baruch Hu. My grandmother says that she remembers, she knows where the grave was. It was known that Rav Baruch, the tzaddik, the father of the Alter Rebbe. And anyways, this Nefesh Yoinason was a dayan in Salish. Okay. But his pirush over here is so magnificent. Of Avram Avinu's tefillah. He says, he brings from the name of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov, he says, this whole pasuk doesn't make any sense. Vayikra Avram Shem HaMokam HaShem, Yireh HaShem Shetzi, Sheyomer HaYoyim, Behar HaShem Yireh. What is being said over here? So he says like this, there is a pirush from the Baal Shem Tov on the pasuk, Tefillah La'ani Kiyatoif, Lefnei HaShem Yishpech Sichai. It's interesting. I heard a general idea from the Baal Shem Tov on this, but I've never heard so detailed how he says there's a piddush on the Baal Shem Tov on this pasuk. Maybe I'll check up in Kesser Shem Tov to see if I find the full piddush on Tefillah La'ani Kiyatoif. Tefillah, it's a poor man, La'ani for, but he says like this. He says, the Jewish people are so deeply connected to God. Our love for Hashem is so strong and so powerful. Like similar to what it says in Tanya, that we love Hashem more than we love ourselves. Just like a bra, like a child who's moiser nefesh for his parents. There the Alter Rebbe is talking about the Madrega of Moshe Rabbein, that he loves Hashem more than his own, that loves his father more than he cares more about his father than he cares about himself. And therefore, when Yidden Chas V'Shalom are in pain, their ultimate prayer, their davening is not because they're in pain. They're davening because it hurts me that you're in pain. Like the Holy Rishoner once said, Gam Ki Eilech Begeitz Amavis. It's a good thing to mention the name of the tzaddikim before Rosh Hashanah, because these tzaddikim are the ones who, their merits, we survive. So the Holy Rishoner said, Gam Ki Eilech Begeitz Amavis. I think when he was in jail, the Rishoner was arrested, he was in jail. And the Heilige Rishoner said, Gam Ki Eilech, even when I go, Begeitz Amavis, in the valleys of death, Lo Yira, I'm not afraid. It doesn't pain me, even though I am being tortured and I'm going through such horrific suffering. That doesn't bother me. Ra! What is bad, what hurts me, is kiyato yimadi, because you're with me. So I'm more in pain from the fact that you're in pain. We know that b'chol tzarayisam lo yitzar, when yidden are in tzaris, the Eibishter is in pain. And it says that when yidden chas v'shalom suffer, the Eibishter says, kalani meiroshi, I have pain in my head. So it says, or the Baal Shem Tov says, that when a Yid davens, a Yid shouldn't daven for his own pain and his own suffering. A Yid should daven because when I'm lacking something, there is a lacking in the Shechina. There's the same. There's a Pirush also from the Magid. Chassidus always brings the Pirush from the Magid. The Magid says, "Ein oimdim lispalil." You don't get up to daven. Elo mitoich kovid roish. So what does it mean? That whenever you're getting up to daven because you have a tzara, you should daven mitoich kovid roish. That the pain that there is in God's in the head, which is the Shechina, your head. I mean, when a person has a headache down here, the Eibishter has a headache. So your davening, it should be nesmala the chisaron that there is in the Shechina, not down here. So, and with this, he teaches also another pasuk: Yemale Hashem, kol mishalei secha. The famous kapitel chav. So here the play on the words. Simply it means let Hashem fulfill all whatever your heart is requesting. Yemale Hashem kol mishalei libcha, right? Or kol mishalei secha. But the deeper meaning is kol mishalei secha. What should be all your mishalei saliv? What should be the request of your heart? Yemale Hashem, that God's name should be complete again. During the time of galus, during the time of suffering, during the time of pain, there is a separation between the letters that says Ein Hashem shalem. Hashem's name is not complete. There is a disconnect in the letters. Hashem is incomplete. Yemale Hashem, kol mishalei secha. What is your mishalei secha? Yemale Hashem, that the Eibishter is in pain. So hear the Pirush on Tefillah Liyani Kiyatev. Hear this. He says like this. Tefillah. What is the tefillah? What is the tefillah of a Jew? Tefillah, period, or comma. Tefillah. What's the tefillah? La'ani ki yatov. Ani is referring to Mashiach Tzidkenu. Mashiach Tzidkenu is called Ani v'roichev ala chamor. He's a poor man that is riding on a donkey. So he's the Ani. Mashiach is called an Ani. The Gemara says, Masechet Sanhedrin, the person met Eliyahu, and he said, where's Mashiach? He said, Mashiach, you can go to Rome, go look amongst the poor people, the homeless, that are sitting outside the wall, and he's putting on bandages, and he's putting on bandages, and he's taking off his bandages. He takes off only one at a time, because he's just in case time to Mashiach has to come, and he's not going to have time to put his bandages, whatever. That's what it says, that he's a soivach, he's a poor man who's suffering. So that's an ani, he's a poor man. So tefillah, what should be the tefillah? La ani ki yatov. That the ani, yatov, is being delayed. He says the word yatov comes from the word that says by Lavan and Yaakov, when Yaakov tricked Lavan, it says, v'hayatufim l'lavan, the late ones, the ones Rashi says, the ones who gave birth late, hakashurim, those who gave birth early, and ha'atufim is the ones who delayed. So tefillah, what's the tefillah? La'ani ki'yatev. That Mashiach, who is the ani ki'yatev, is he's coming late. Okay, when Mashiach is being delayed, Nebuchadnezzar, I just mentioned earlier, is a little boy that was nifter today. If Mashiach would have only come a little earlier, then we would have saved ourselves all this heartbreaking, all this horrible sorrow that there is. So ani ki yatev stidvei a hearts geshrei. But even this, the Jewish people are so deeply connected to God that even the pain that Mashiach is coming late is not because the tzaris that we have, but lifnei Hashem yishpeich sichai. That the tzar and the pain that Yidden are pulling are expressing is the tzar lifnei Hashem, because the tzar that's in front of the Eibishter yishpeich sichai. Even this is not because of our suffering and our pain, but because of God's suffering that He suffers along with us. It says, if you take a look at davening Rosh Hashanah, we see that the main thrust of davening Rosh Hashanah is on the Eibishter's Malchus. V'sim loich at Hashem levadecha. God, you be king. Meloicha lo'ilam kulei b'chvaydecha. We daven and galei kvayd machuscha aleinu mehera. The whole davening is all around, surrounding around the yizgalos of the Eibishter's kingdom in the world. Now, even though the Shoshana comes, and we know our lives are on mamish, on the hinge, and our whole year is on the hinge, and all the brachas the Eibishter has to give us, and yet Yidden are able to transcend themselves and their needs, and we're davening for the yizgalos of the Eibishter. That's the tefillah. And you see it in Rosh Hashanah davening more than anywhere else, that our focus is on God's kingdom, on the completion, on this. So that's the that was Avram Avin. And he also, actually teaches the same thing happened in Mitzrayim. It says that when Vayhi Bayamim Rabim Ha'im, it says by Golus Mitzrayim, when it got really super bad, it says it wasn't those many days, and Vayamas Melech Mitzrayim, king of Mitzrayim, died. And it says, Rashi says, what does it mean that he died? He got leprosy. And he was told that the way he will get out of his leprosy is he has to take a blood bath. So literally he would take 250 children, I think, and he would slaughter them in the morning, and 250 children would be slaughtered in the afternoon to make Pari's bath. The blood, he would bathe in the blood of Jewish babies. So it says, Vayanchu b'nei Yisrael. The b'nei Yisrael krechts, they called out, min avoida, from the difficult work. Vatal shavasam elo elokim min avoida. And their voices rose to God, min avoida. So he translates it to be very deep. He says that even though there was such suffering, who can explain the suffering of 250 children being ripped away from their parents and being slaughtered, and yet vatal shavasam, that the cries that went up min elokim min avoida, that the tsar that the Eibishter has from the avoida, from the enslavement of the Jewish people, from the tremendous chilul Hashem that was going on, that God's children and God's people are being butchered. And that chilul Hashem, loy lanu Hashem ki l'shimcha tein kavod, that inyan was there in the Jewish people's foremost thoughts. Even as they were suffering and they had so much to wallow in their own misery, they didn't sense their own misery. Their tefillah was for the Eibishter, loy kim min avodah. So that's what Avram Avinu is saying to the Eibishter. That's what the Avram Avinu is saying. Vayikra Avram. Avram Avinu is calling. Shema Makom, the name of the place. Hashem Yireh, the Eibishter should see. What should the Eibishter see? Asheya Omer Hayoim, that which is being said today. What's today? The Gemara says that every time it says Hayoim, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Hayoim is Atamitzavim Hayoim, as we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. So Hashem Yireh, Eibishter, look, Asheya Omer Hayoim, what is being said on Rosh Hashanah? Open up the machzer, go to every shul, see a Jewish people. They're suffering so much. We're already over close to 2,000 years of Golus. And Nebuch, all this madness and all this suffering. But Asheya Omer Hayoim, what is being said today? What on Rosh Hashanah, what are the tefillahs? Look what the machzer is full with. Bahar Hashem Yireh. That the tefillah of Yidden is that the Eibishter should reveal himself on his mountain. Or what is negeya to Yidden more than anything else is that God's kingdom should be revealed over the world. And Avram is saying, Eibishter, see that. And when you have, and when you can see such devotion and such love and such selflessness from your children, so it's about time that the Eibishter also should see that in the Jewish people. And we should merit that it should already be Bahar Hashem Yireh, that the Eibishter should reveal himself on that mountain. Last year I mentioned that Rosh Hashanah time is when the whole tension began about the Temple Mount. Okay, so the tension began. It's time already that this year Rosh Hashanah there should be a full and complete, powerful Isgalus of the Eibishter's Malchus with the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And it shouldn't only be Chas V'Sholem, a Zichron Teruah, a remembrance of a Teruah, but it should be Bahar Hashem Yireh, the Eibishter should see Akedas Yitzchak Mamish, because Hashem is going to move into the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata and the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila, and it's going to be the way it should be. Maloicha Lo'olam Kuloi Bechvaydecha. May we merit to see that, take it from a Yad Mamish, 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 Lamata Masar Tvachim. And the Eibishter should bench us all with a Mashiach the Geir and a and Bederech Memela. Everybody's going to have a Ksivach Sima Toiv and Elshana Toiv and Mesuka, the best possible year, with only brachas, yeshias v'nachamas for all the Jewish people, and we shouldn't know of any suffering anymore. No more. All right. A good gebenched year. Yeah.